Well, they're still voting in the British election. Prime Minister Theresa May called that snap election in April. Gavin Gray is our UK correspondent. Hello to you, Gavin.
Hi there, Rachel.
Any idea on the turnout at this stage?
It looks pretty good. We've still got another 3 hours and a quarter of voting. But 46.9 million people registered to vote, slightly up on the 2015 last election. It does look as though it's a pretty good turnout. We don't know yet. 16.4% have cast their vote already through the postal vote system. But we'll wait to see what the turnout is like. Certainly at my local polling station, it was quite quiet, but then I went deliberately mid-afternoon when it was quite quiet, whereas in otherwise areas like Oxford and Cambridge, in other words, big university cities, where often the turnout is not that high, students don't have a good track record when it comes to voting, apparently they've had queues out of the door. That might be because they feel disenfranchised by Brexit.
And the current climate in the UK, Gavin, you know, security must be a real concern at some polling stations. Is there an increased police presence?
Yes, very much so, particularly at the big counts and particularly in the big cities. The police have been spotted at those, and certainly armed police still doing the patrols here in London and across the big cities in the UK. So that has been, and of course, in a sense, those terror attacks, the last two, Manchester Arena and London Bridge, really knocked off, I think, knocked away from the agenda that Theresa May had outlined. She wanted us to talk about Brexit, strong and stable leadership, and in the end, I think it became about security and police numbers, which under her watch as Home Secretary were drastically cut.
I know you're limited on what you can say, given that voting is still underway, so there are media restrictions in place, but might the recent terrorist attacks influence the minds of voters there, do you think?
Well, do you know, I think it's going to cut both ways. I mean, traditionally, such security issues normally play into the hands of the government because people sort of think, well, at least we know what we've got. And it would be true to say that many people do not think that Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the main opposition party, Labour, is a figure who is tough, will be able to be tough with Brexit negotiations, would be tough with terrorists. Indeed, he's been accused of sharing platforms and being sympathetic to the IRA, to Hamas, to all sorts. That's the accusation that stands in front of him. But at the same time, as I mentioned, Home Secretary Theresa May, she was Home Secretary before she was Prime Minister, and under her watch, thousands of police jobs went. She argues those were back office jobs, not frontline staff. But plenty of people think, frankly, we need as many frontline and back office staff at the moment with this continued threat of terrorism as we can get.
When are you expecting the first results to come through, Gavin?
Well, so 10 o'clock our time the polls close, 3 1/4 hours, and there's normally a race on, and it's normally a seat in the northeast of England, Houghton and Sunderland South, which declared after just 48 minutes of that closure. So, you know, we could get the first result now in just 4 hours' time. That never tends to be a particularly contentious seat. Some of the more interesting ones, I think, would be likely to get 2 or 3 hours after that. We should certainly have a good, clear indication, however, by Friday, late morning our time, that's early evening your time on Friday. And, of course, we will have the exit polls. Now, last time, the exit poll for Brexit actually got it right, and it was pretty good as well when it came to the general election. So consequently, I think lots of people will be looking at that exit poll and seeing exactly what that is declaring. The most recent opinion polls, incidentally, tend to suggest that the government's support has strengthened over the last few days. But of course, opinion polls have been very wrong in the last few years.
They have indeed. Gavin Gray, our UK correspondent, thank you.